You'd think he wouldn't want to show his face, but Michael Jackson's been staging a one-man demo on the streets of London, using an open double top-decker bus thing, an umbrella, and a homemade sign saying Sony sucks. He waged war on the multinational. He was so angry, even his face went red with rouge. But Sony says it's done everything it can to publicize their artist. Watching the bizarre bandwagon for Liquid News, Steph West.
After years in hiding, saying very little to anybody except Liz Taylor and certain animals, Jacko's making up for lost time, heading his big red bus straight into the heart of London on a Saturday afternoon. Exactly what's cured him of his reclusive tendencies is hard to pinpoint. Maybe his conviction that Sony has failed to properly promote his latest album, Invincible, which has now dropped out of the charts after selling just 5 million copies worldwide.
Very well, but the only people here today are Michael Jackson fans. Everybody else is watching the England-Denmark game, which exactly coincides with this protest.
The problem is, after being deprived for so long, his supporters can't cope with the Jackson overload.
He never was so close to his fans, and he smiled and talked to his fans.
Leaving the bedlam, Jacko arrived at a party at a London nightclub where he announced he was leaving the label as soon as he could.
They never thought that this performer, myself, would outthink me.
Despite this, in a statement issued to Liquid News, Sony insisted it was proud of what it's done for Michael and remains dedicated to further expanding the reach of his music, not if he can help it. And he's not the first to fight Sony. George Michael went to court to try to get out of a multi-million pound record deal, a battle he lost. But Jacko's hatred of his record label has even overridden his fear of people getting a good look at his nose.
Can we just say, go Michael, and then go off?
No. You can say something else about his nose.
Okay, fine.
We don't like his nose.
I mean, why did he change it?
He must have spent so much money on it.
But even though he's apparently been cured of his reclusive behaviour, being attacked twice by an unauthorised dancer, first in a crowd and then again apparently acting alone, it seemed Jacko will now only travel in the relative safety of the top of a double-decker. Stephanie West, BBC News.
Funny old life for him. Now